All right, so let's think a little bit more about the problem in on Mem Aleph and Beis with the case of the case of where he said that he paid back in front of Tony Tony, right? Unnecessarily, he said that unnecessarily, and the Tony and Tony, lo and behold, show up and say it's not true, never happened, okay. So Rav Sheshis thought he's a chuchla kafon. And Rava said, no, it's a milsad lo rami alei de'inish, and it's lava daitehu. That's lava daitehu.
That's not simply one dying death. How can this cause the shock?
So now, like Rashi says, what does it mean, chuchla kafon? He's not ne'eman afilu b'shua, right? Even if you would now say, no, I paid him back privately, and I'll take a shvuas hesed to that. We won't trust him at all. He's labeled now. He's a chuchlak kafan. Okay.
Even though he's not necessarily having to deny, because Logar, like, not that it was never a test.
No,
He's
he's
just
not
saying
saying
I paid it back for
that.
results.
That's right. Even the claim that he could have made a minute ago, he's not going to be believed on. And he has no nemanus at all. In other words, he's now labeled a liar. He, at least vis-a-vis this money. That's right. Vis-a-vis this, he has a. Yeah. Okay. And Rav Sheshet says, no. I'm sorry. Rava says, it's a milsad lo rami alei de'inish lava daiteh. And Rashi again says, what does it mean, a milsad lo rami alei de'inish? Something that's not on a person. Kigon zeh. So he didn't have to say it because it wasn't necessary. It wasn't a condition of the payment. So when he answered, basically, he wasn't really paying attention.
Why bring that back in?
Whatever. He wasn't totally, he wasn't really. I mean, Rashi's very interesting, his expression, lo sam libo lizkor. He didn't really try hard to remember. Right? In be'edim parim shelo be'edim. He just said, be'edim parim shelo be'edim. V'lava daite. V'eino huchsa kachem v'kach. In other words, so if you want to define somebody as a liar, right, so you have to prove two things, right? You have to prove that he is saying something that is not true, and that it's not something that he could have been mistaken about. Right? Because a guy could say something that's not true either because he's a liar, he's trying to deceive, or because he's mistaken, right? Proof is seen, right? Either because he's trying to deceive, or because he's mistaken. So the only way we can prove someone is a liar when he's telling something that is not true is to eliminate the possibility of mistake. Correct? Okay. So that's what Rava is saying over here. He's saying no. Kol milsa, he says, when he answered with that it was with Aden, it was basically a mistake. Now, what's interesting is, yeah, and we'll get back to that. But basically, Rashi says, "What? How would you characterize this? How would you characterize this? Would you say it's a mistake? I mean, how would you characterize it? He doesn't have intent to deceive, but how would you characterize the nature of his statement? Rashi's saying, Rashi's interpreting, Kol milsad lo rami alei de'inish lava daite." In a very, very specific way. I'll read it again. He says, Kigon Zeh. Okay. But he didn't have to say it one way or the other because he didn't need to do it one way or the other. Okay. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing that part. So therefore, he says, Hilkach, this is the part. Lo sam libo lizkor im be'edim para. Im shalob eidim, v'omar be'edim parasicha v'lav adaiteh. Very interesting, Rashi. It's good. So Rashi is really introducing interesting another possibility. It's not so much that he is not so much a question of, no, it's Rashi is entering, I think, like a third category of it. He's saying he's careless. He's talking carelessly. Right? It's a careless statement. So he didn't really put his mind to it. He didn't really.
Well,
if we eliminate everything that's impossible, whatever remains, however implausible, thank you. Heard that someone. So in other words, so Rashi is really saying you need three things to prove a guy's a liar, right? You have to have a statement that he is asserting with a certain an assertion, a conscious assertion. I'm not sure what there has to be a serious statement, right? That is false and you can prove is not a mistake. But over here, if the whole statement, if the content doesn't have a certain seriousness to it, I'm not sure exactly what the right way to put it. No. The way he's saying it, he has to be asserting it as a statement of truth. He has to be asserting it as a he has
It has
to
to be a deliberate statement.
deliberate. Thank you. It has to be a deliberate statement. Correct. We have to assign this statement to his consciousness, to his choice, to his deliberative faculty. So it has to be a deliberate statement that is false and not a mistake, right? But Rashi is interesting. Rashi is taking the deliberate. Low, he says, and I know I didn't. I know not. We didn't read the Rambam yesterday. We all know the Rambam from yesterday. Rashi is making this statement of lo of full milsad lo rami alei de in shlava daite at the moment of his testimony. That's the interesting thing, right? As opposed to all the Rambams that we were doing yesterday, those are at the moment of observation. You know what I mean? Rashi is saying no. When the guy is in court and testifying, we can only take as his cognitive deliberate statements of truth things that at the moment are consequential to his case. Right? And therefore, since it's not consequential whether he paid with Edom or not, because that was not a condition, we can say there's a careless that there's a carelessness to that. To that element of his statement, and it does not really represent his what he's vouchsafing as true.
Remarkable, really narrowing scope, really significant, because that means you can't just disqualify or just gotta
So
be.
it's not so crazy, right? I mean, it's not so crazy because
Okay.
it's chufzak kafran. I mean, we're really changing his chesed, his chazon, and basically that's the finish of Rava. That for no, is for Rashi the whole sugya, the whole question of the sugya is evaluating. Can we evaluate his taina and assign different truth values to different parts of what he says? As Rav Sheshet is saying, look. This is his statement. It all is part of one Haggadah Eidos or one Taina of the Baal Din. And it was definitively rejected by the Edom. And therefore, he's a Chufzak Kafran. Rava's din is, Rava's chiddush is, that we can sort of be Palgin Dibure a little bit. And we can say, no, to be Chufzak Kafran, the Beis Din as a right, the Beis Din as a right or an obligation to evaluate and interpret his time. And to be machzikim a kafron, we must eliminate all the possibilities that would retain his shame. Just like we say by a guy who denies the loan, and Adam say he has it. We'll say he's meshameit. We'll say maybe he's a meshameit, and therefore we'll allow him to be made on another case. We don't remove. If you remember, that was the Ritva over there on the svara of Hesed, right? That midoraisa, you see, we uphold his chazaka, his cheskes kashrus, as an aid, even though he was caught lying about the loan. Right? As long as he wasn't showing pikadon, holding the pikadon, and then a gazlan at the time. But even if he is if he's a loga, and he denied ever having taken out the loan, and Aiden can come and prove he did take out the loan. Since we could say he has das to be meshameit, we can't nullify, we can't remove his cheskes kashrus as an aid in another case, right? Rav Nachman's chiddush, according to that Ritva, was that we can extend that shame of meshameit to be mechayev v'meshul, right? But without Rav Nachman, you wouldn't say such a thing because you say. The shame meshameit is to save his cheskes kashrus. It's not automatically a mechayev on a shvuah. That you needed to have a takana, but the takana couldn't exist without the shame meshameit. All right, that's the old lumbus. But the point I'm trying to make over here is that cheskes kashrus is something that is intrinsically a preserver, preserves itself, and Rava's idea is. That you can assign, we can assign to different parts of his statement, of his taina, different values of different levels of different types of assertions, and only the deliberate assertion can is subject to the kfira of the Edom. Okay, but. But for the but, so for, but for Rashi, there's no question about Eidim. This is not an issue for Eidim. Everything an Eid says is Eidos. There's no way to say about an Eid, he is not credible. Right? You can't say when Eidim are coming to base to say something, they're saying it casually. They're Eidim. Right? So Rashi learns the whole sugya over here for Rashi. Is a chiddush in saying that bifnei beis din the taina of the nitan is can be is not automatically a statement of an assertion of a deliberate assertion. Only those things that are pertinent to his case, things that are not pertinent to his case in his mind, he might say carelessly. And a careless statement cannot turn someone into a kafir. So according to Rava, according to Rashi, according to Rava, after the Edom come in and say that it never happened, we still, right, we believe the Nitan. No, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
We had it back with us, of course.
No. Wait. Right. He's not a kafan, correct. He's not a kafan. And we'll take his shvuah that he paid that privately. Right, we'll take his shvuah that he paid it privately. But Rashi's believing the Edom. Rashi is believing the Edom, right? The Edom were right. He never paid him back in front of those Edom. We believe that what they say is true. The only thing is, so it contradicts, it contradicts what? The truth of what he said, but it doesn't make him a kafran because he was not some lave when he said it. It was something he threw out indiscriminately. It wasn't something of his deliberation and forethought.
How do they accept such a compromised statement from the, I guess
No, but let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam reads totally different, right? Rambam reads totally different. So, what's interesting about Rashi is, and this is what I sent you this morning, is when you look at the Rambam, I can't prove this, but the only cases he has are where there's an omission, where you can say the person forgot. In other words, when we're talking about mistakes, right? So as I said, in order to determine a guy's a kafron, he has to be something that's false and not subject to mistake. But the Rambam only excuses mistakes of omission, not fabrications. All the cases that I can see, at least from here, is where we'll say it's reasonable to believe that the person forgot that that occurred. We don't find the Rambam saying, oh, he said something false, he fabricated something, but inadvertently. The Rashi accepts a fabrication as a low sum weight. Rambam does not seem to. You could say he does, you could say he believes it by the Balbin, but definitely by the Adam, all he'll say is they simply forgot. Right? You'll never say, it seems for the Rambam, you'll never have this idea of care of a certainly you never have this idea that this guy says something carelessly. The Rambam holds everything a person says, we take it as an absolute statement. There's no such thing as saying he wasn't thinking carefully when he said it. He's in base. But it's interesting is what he won't say that you, and therefore, essentially, therefore, I'm not sure if it's a therefore, but he also does not have an idea that. That a person, we can say a person made a mistake on a, I'm just calling it fabricated, just because, just technically, it means it was put together. And fabrication shouldn't imply intent to deceive. Iran does not have such an idea of a fabrication without the intent, that's considered a mistake.
Well, what about when the guy says they you back with eight?
Okay, great. So let's take a look at that case. So what about when the guy says, I paid you back with Edom and there were no Edom, right? So Rashi says, we believe the Edom when they say they weren't there, right? But we say the guy said that fact inadvertently or without forethought, right? Rashi is going to believe the Edom, right? But the Rambam says we don't believe the Edom. Right, the Rambam says, if he says, this is Gimel, right? And those are days, Ra'u Edim, is
it Gimel?
it Gimel? It's Vav Gimel. Yeah, he says, Chikol Omer, no, it's Vav Dal, I'm sorry. Mane he'll be sifa v'hu li biyad. The for omer lo hanitan v'lo paratifa b'fnei ploni ploni u'bo ploni ploni v'am lo hayu advar mei olam. Lo hufzar kafran. She'ein ha'edim zochrin. Ella davar she'ein edim bo. So the Rambam does, that's, you know, I'm not sure what if we could put the exact point of contention, but factually speaking, Rashi says we believe the edim. See, because Rashi, the whole thing for Rashi is evaluating this the nit'an. When a guy makes it's a din in taina. When a guy makes a taina in front of Beis Din, what's the character of that taina? Do we have to ascribe the character of deliberate thought and unconscious assertion, or can we say he says things with a different ways depending on how important they are? But for Rashi, there's no question about the Edom. That's not the subject of the Gemara. Edom are Edom. It's a din of the ne'emonus of the Tohen. It's a din of based in the evaluation of the Tohen because the Beis Din has a right to evaluate the claim of the claimant. Edom is outside. Edom Beis Din doesn't have a right. It's just that those are like positive facts. And now we have to see. How is he behaving in light of all of those facts? So we can say, okay, his behavior is not identical, it's not consistent. Certain things he puts his mind to, and certain things he just blurts out. But for the so there's no but there's no Indian of doubting Aiden for us. That doesn't exist. But Rambam flips it around. He says, no, everything that the Tohen says, we take as an absolute statement. And he could be hung on it. Anything he says, he could be hung on, provided we have established evidence against it. But amazingly, Rambam says, we're going to say the Edim are not so clear on what they don't necessarily remember things shehein, unless they are Edim bo. Therefore, he takes a shuras hesed, and he'll be potter. Now, hold on. And on the flip side, he says, if the guy says, I never was by this Amud, right, and the Edom say he was, there the Rambam says, we believe them, and we say he didn't remember. So again, the Rambam never has an idea that a thing a person says, he didn't say seriously. He only has the question of a thing a person says occurred, there's no such thing as a mistaken memory. The only question is, can we excuse him forgetting something? So we believe them. In the second case,
he forgot about the pillow.
He forgot about the pillow. But they're saying nothing happened. They're saying it didn't happen. Now, it's possible that they forgot. There's no case of someone saying something happened, and the Ram saying, oh, he just threw that out casually, and he misremembered.
Now we're saying they may be wrong because they wanted
an appendix. Let's stop it. Let's take a break with that. No, is there a difference in making a mistake between saying something didn't happen and saying something did happen?
Yes.
Just according to your mind. Let me see what your mind has to say.
Fabrication.
In other words, not saying something didn't happen when it did, right, means what? It means I don't remember it happened, right? It means I'm just missing my recall.
What are you relying
on? Recalling something that never happened is impossible.
But exactly. Yeah. But recalling something that never happened, that's not possible. What?
Except for the Nitam,
no, even for Rashi, he didn't really say it as a recollection. He just wasn't thinking about what. As a matter of fact, if you look at Rashi carefully, Rashi says he's lo som libo lizkor, means he didn't really think about it. Exactly. If you had thought about it, you wouldn't realize. He just didn't really try to remember. Exactly. He could be not careful about remembering. And then say something, but if he's really careful about remembering, but there's nothing, but you can't make up the memory.
So he went in front of Beis Din and didn't really bother fully.
But the question is, what does the Rambam mean when he says that Edim are not, don't remember things that they're not Edim to, right? So we mentioned yesterday some halachic concepts of what that could mean. But the Rambam says it pretty much openly in the next few halachos. Okay? He says like this. I guess it was in what, Vav? Zion is more? No, it's too much. Vav is better, no? He says, Omar lo b'fnei edim, mone li b'yod defa, Omar lo hein. Okay? That's the first act. He says, you have $100 of mine. And he says, yes. And this is done in front of Adam. Lamachar tevao badin behavi Adam. The next day he brings it to Din and he brings the Adam. Okay. The Ta'an va'omar. But now the Lova says, wasn't that funny what I told you yesterday when I said I had your money? It was a big joke. Get it? So even if he said, Lo hayu dvarim me'olam potter v'nishba hesed she'im lo biyado klum. Sherei lo omar lohem atem eidai. When the malva accosted him in the street in the rush hour, when he was trying to get on the bus and he said in front of the eidim, you have my $100? And he said, yes. He didn't say, and you be my witnesses that he's being murdered. The davar she'eino edus ein adam zochro. Now, who's not remembering? Hold on. Right, the Adam, correct. The Adam, no? No, 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 no. Him. The Lova. Lefika, im omer lo hoyudvar me olam lo huksa kafan. That's interesting.
I don't remember telling you that I was in a rush before.
That's amazing. No? But here he's flipping it onto the. The Rama has two things, right? For the first, by the case of the standing by the pillar, he says, by the case where the guy says, I lent you money at the at the pillar, whatever, there's some landmark, and I lent you money at the Statue of Liberty. And the guy says, I was never at the Statue of Liberty in my life. Okay, then they get onto his homepage, right? And that's his profile picture, him at the Statue of Liberty. So the Rambam says he's not Hufsa Kafran. Why? Because that's Ein Adam Mason Daitel Dvarm Shein Bohem Mamach. Now, what does that mean? See, here the Rambam says Ein Adam Mason Daitel. That's like the Lashon Rashi. He's not Mason. But here he means to say, at the time that it occurs, is that what he means? At the time, does he mean when he said, I was never there, or does he mean when he was there, since it wasn't important, he never thought about it? Right, we've seen that, right? The Rashi's Lashon is, he's lo som daito lizkor at the time of the Eidus. Rambam says more like things that people do in their life that are not significant, they don't pay attention to necessarily. Right? So maybe my example wouldn't be good.
Right.
But, right. Exactly. One day the ferry stopped there on the way over. You never notice it. Right. So that means to say what? When he says, now once again, this one he's saying, I was never by the pillar. Right. So it's, again, he's denying something good. So you say, you know what? It happened, but he forgot. Why did he forget? Because he wasn't thinking about it when it happened. Right? And then the Ram extends it over here. He says, so what makes something memorable? What makes it memorable? What makes it something that he can't say he just forgot about? It would have to be that it was punctuated with the statement of this is Agus. Then a guy can't say, I forgot that happened. But anything that happens just as an occurrence, even being accosted in front, whatever it is, that we don't say, we can't be, he's not a huchsak kafan. And then he says, but he's not talking about the Eidim, right? He's talking about the guy. But he says, then Ram says, v'lo od, ela filu hitvin lo Eidim achore hagoder, okay? So the guy says to the Adam, hide behind this fence, okay? And he says to the guy, you owe me a mana. And the guy says, yes, I do. And he says, should I get, you want to testify in front of Adam? Right? And he says, no, if I do that, then I won't be able to deny it tomorrow. And I want to deny it tomorrow. Right? And then when he comes to bring him to base them with the Adam, Bain Shaton Vom Mashati Aisibo, Bain Shom Alohid Vame Olam, Reza Nishba Hesef and Iftar. Shain Khan Eidus Ad Shayomar Halova Atem Eidai. So what does that mean?
Lova.
That's right. Halova. O Shayomar Hamalva Bifne Halova. The Yishtok Halova. Of a be'edus kazu lo yuchsak kafan. Lo yuchsak kafan. But hold on.
John, that's
But it's two things. There's two things. There's two things. One thing is that what he said in front of them is not a hodah, right? Because if a guy is modeh and forgets he was modeh, that's not going to help him, right? So you have to say that his initial statement was not a real hodah, correct? And then his denial of the event is not a kafra. See, all of these things have to do with, can we catch him on a small point that negates his ability to assert his defense? That's chutzla kafra. Like, I lent you the money at the Statue of Liberty, and I'm going to deny ever being there. So can the fact that I was chutzla kafra on whether I was there or not now prevent me from denying the loan? If I'm chutzla kafra, I will. Correct. Right? In other words, so for the Rambam, that's the sugya. There's a certain ne'emonis of the towing, and there's a ne'emonis of the aiding. And the question is, when can I say on a, if the aiding contradicts the, if the aiding over there was saying, for instance, he did lend you money, then of course he'd be chayav the man. Let's take the case by the pillow. He said, lend me money by the Statue of Liberty. And the aide, he said, I was never there. They didn't say, you were there. They're not testifying about the loan. So it's like a question, can I catch him on something that he said, define him as a kafran, and then he won't be able to deny the loan because now he's a kafran. You understand? And he won't be able to take a shura. So, but of course, if the aide said, we saw him take the loan, of course he'd be there. So the sigilia for the realm is a different question. It is, it's like in the competition, there's a certain monos the Torah gives to the towing, because he could say parasi, he could say these types of things, and there's a certain monos of Adam, and it's a question of the contest between the two. And when can I say that definitively, not on the merits of the case, just on his character, that he's hooks up kafan. So he's saying that's only possible if we could eliminate the possibility of shikha from one of the parties, or from both of the parties. If we can eliminate the possibility here. Well, never an assertion is always going to be taken at face value, and always going to be taken as a statement of fact. But the denial of an event that requires what? It requires that the person is operating on a certain level of absolute awareness. And he has to be, the Edom have to be operating as Edom and Betoras Edom, and the Tohen has to be, and the occurrence that he's talking about had to have occurred within his shame of atoning. In other words, with things that occur outside the context of Basin, and you are recollecting them now, You're not considered to be. Those are subject to shikha. We'll see if we can find it. You know, it's basically what I'm saying. The gavra in Basin has to be the same gavra that he's talking about outside of Basin. But if outside of Basin it was casual, you can't hold him to that standard of saying that he is. That therefore he's, you can't say he's a liar. You can't say he's a liar. Because it could be he's trying as hard as he can to remember in front of the basin. He's not like Rashi. We don't attribute carelessness to anybody.
Okay.
But no carelessness. And therefore, anything you say as a positive statement, we can't simply slough off as careless. But can we say that, but what do we say is, what is implicitly in his mind? Does it have to be, is it things that he speaks about that were not significant at the time, things that he's talking about within Beis Din that occurred in the context of a, in the context of a, not in the context of Din, is he held to an absolute standard on? Let's take a look at Beis. Ra'u Edim Shemona Lo Ma'os, Velo Ra'u Ma'him. So that's more like your case. They saw something going on, but not clearly what it was. They saw him counting money. Shemona Lo Ma'os. Who was paying who? Tivo'u. He saw what? They saw the Malva giving the money to the Lova. Tivo'u based in Vamar Lo, Vamatain Li Ma'osai Shil Visicha. Right, so they saw Reuven giving money to Shimon. Now Reuven comes in and says to Shimon, give me what I lent you. And he says, what do you mean? That was a matana. Or you were paying me back. That's what that money was. I raised an emon. I mean, Nishba has to be Nifka. Right. But Omar Lo Hayu Devarim Me'olam. Right? So now what you say? So we can't say the Edom didn't see something, right? But could he say he forgot? I raise a nema. All right. V'achakach bo ha'edim shemona lo b'fneiem huchsach kafan.
Yeah. But we're certainly
saying the edim are. Uliolam ein adam yuchfar kafan ad she yichfar b'beistin v'yavoshne edim v'yachishuhu b'mashe kofa. Right. So in a, huh? End of days. Days. Same paragraph. So in other words,
what did they say they saw?
They saw Reuben giving Shimon money. They saw, well, yeah, they saw that action, let's call it. Not the transaction, they saw the action. And now Reuben says, that was a halva I was giving you. Oh, how's it go? Right, Reuben says, that was a halva. Give me the money I lent you. Give me the money I lent you. So if Shimon says, you gave me money, but it was a matana or a piron of what you owed me, then the Edom don't add any value to that, and he's believed. But if Reuven, if Shimon says, you never gave me anything, then the witnesses come in and say, we saw him. So then Shimon is a kafir. And now he can't say, oh, yeah, yeah, it was a loan that you paid me back. Right?
That's the Iker
transaction. You can't
not remember
receiving
money.
What an
accident. Because that's not standing by a pillar.
It's material
about
that.
That
is the fact.
So maybe when the Rambam says, Bidavar she'eino edus, ein adam zochro, maybe he means about what he's saying. Right?
It was just Dibor? If it's just Dibor, he's saying that?
Let's think about it. No, but I mean, because the case of where you said it was never at the pillar. That's Dabar Shein Bo Mamash. You see, that's the thing. The Rambam has two things.
Right.
By the pillar, he says it's Ein Bo Mamash.
Right.
You can't say there's no Mamash over here.
It is the Mamash.
Right. And the other thing is about Dibor.
Well,
he says for Dibor, it has to be like a Dover Adis. Like I am testing. Well, that was the case involved. The case involved is the guy says in front of two Adim, you owe me, and he says, yes, I do. But if there were no, if he didn't say witness that I'm telling him this, then we say whatever he says things. You know, that's another Imbo Mamash. Yeah, interesting. But anything that has otherwise, that's right. Ulon Einadam Yuchzak Kafron Anche Yifor Bebeistin V'yavo Shnei Eden V'yachishu B'mashe Kofa. Right. Yachishuhu B'mashe Kofa. Which case? Which case is it?
Okay.